At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, man, I thought morale was high. Tensions are starting to flare a little bit. We have somehow poked the bear, or the tiger, the Missouri Tiger football program. Yep, in the first hour, we are actually talking Missouri football. I think this is due to Drew Locke in the ESPN redraft pool, where he would be the 15th overall selection by the Denver Broncos. And everybody is available in this draft. And I started to reminisce about all my Missouri football memories and going back to watching Drew Locke when I think he went from 44 to 28 touchdown passes. Does that sound about right,
yeah.
Paulie?
His interceptions weren't that bad, but he had a monster junior year and for some reason didn't come out.
Paul in Iowa joins us. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, 5'11", 170. Thank you. So you guys are really underplaying the coveted telephone trophy that was played between Iowa State and Missouri for decades.
Okay.
And the story goes that the coordinators in the 50s or 60s literally got their wires crossed and could hear each other's play calls, and they played for the telephone trophy ever since.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. But, of course, that was in the 50s and 60s where it might have mattered. I don't know if it matters. Feels like Iowa State football is on the rise more than Missouri football is on the rise. All right, well, welcome to the program. We talk Canadian Football League, by the way, in the first hour. We cover all the big stories on this program. Warren Moon in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. He'll join us coming up. Also, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He'll join us coming up. Michael Wilbon from ESPN will join us as well. Adam in Chicago joins us right now. Adam, what's on your mind today?
Hey guys, 5'6", 140. So, Dan, I just wanted to tell you and the boys how much the show has meant to me. I used to work at Sports Radio 670 The Score in Chicago. I think you're familiar with that.
Yes.
And so I when I first started, I worked there for like 9 years, but when I first started, I worked those dreaded weekend overnight shows. And so I would come in at like midnight on Friday and push buttons, Saturday midnight and push buttons. But on Fridays, we would simulcast your show, push buttons to play your show, and it got me at least till 3 in the morning. And, you know, you're 20 years old, 21 years old in Chicago. All your friends are out. You head on the L to go downtown and work at midnight. It was at least something to look forward to.
Are you still in the business?
No, I left. I now work at a school district. I do storytelling and communications for them. So I've taken my talents to make sure that I can tell stories and make sure people know that everything going on in education is actually quite awesome.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Adam. And glad we could entertain you. Yes, Pauline.
He teaches storytelling, huh?
Wow.
Does that mean he reads to kids? What is that all about?
Wow, that was a shot.
No offense.
Yeah. Man. Yes, McLovin.
Remember when I ripped Brooke Lopez for being a poetry major?
Yes. Yeah. I think you called his major a hobby.
Is that a major or a hobby?
Well, hey, the whole show said you'll never hit a three, dare to hit a three. Now he hits like seven a game.
No, I said take one in the All-Star game. I changed Brooke Lopez's career.
I know. Isn't that the wildest turnaround?
Because I said, look, you know, we got you into the All-Star game. Maybe we didn't, but I told him that. Can you shoot a three? And he shoots a three in the All-Star game. Then after that, he starts shooting threes and has become very prolific at shooting threes. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle with DP Show. Poll question, McLovin?
Oh, the same poll that everybody has today. Mm. Would you rather be Chase Daniel or the best Canadian Football League quarterback?
Come on.
It's Paulie. 55% went Chase Daniel right now.
Wow, that's close.
What are the other poll questions, suggestion possibilities?
Okay, I did put together who would you draft if you couldn't draft a quarterback, the Aaron Donald poll. Aaron Donald, one of the Bosa brothers, or Ronnie Stanley, or the first nine.
Nobody knows Ronnie Stanley.
I know. He's number five. Number six.
Put Stephon Gilmore in there.
Stephon Gilmore. Do you put the Bosa brothers in there?
Yeah.
You don't get both, though. You got to pick one.
Yeah. But both Bosa brothers in the top 10.
And then it's a long drop till you get like McCaffrey at 20 and then Khalil Mack at 24. So like there's not very many non-QBs that make this list at all.
I know. I hate these lists. Hannah in Missouri joins us. Good morning, Hannah. What's on your mind?
Morning, how are you?
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to come on and say I'm a recent grad from Missouri, and I'm not going to lie, waking up and going to those 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock games tailgate was a party, so you really can't beat that.
Okay, but if you had maybe a 7 o'clock game, Hannah, how much more exciting could that be where you had an evening where you could tailgate and go to football?
Yeah, you still wake up and tailgate all day long.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
It's just as good.
Did you know that Missouri was in the Southeastern Conference?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in, Hannah.
Can you ask her if she remembers when they were number one?
No, Hannah, you weren't old enough.
Chase Daniels.
Okay, that was 2007.
Or right. Daniel, but
that's okay. She can add an S to it. She got the right quarterback, McLovin.
People always add an S to
I know,
his name.
I do.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. That was always, I always had a problem with Chase Daniel. It was like,
you did it too? Yeah, that's
where's
right.
Where's the S? Chase Daniels. Yeah, Paul.
And I still say Josh McDaniel. Is it McDaniel or McDaniels?
Yeah, I do that too. And Fritzy always says, you said Josh McDaniel.
I do.
I know. It's Josh times. McDaniels.
I'm totally blank. It's McDaniels.
He's got
right?
an S.
Why?
Why does he have an S?
Yeah. I guess McDaniels. Which is a more common name? I'm so confused right now.
What about Lloyd Daniels? That is an S, right?
Ooh.
Not Lloyd Daniels. Yeah.
How about when Cal Daniels told Fritzy to get out of town?
Ready for the season, Cal? Nope.
It's tough around the batting cage. I was always really uncomfortable around the batting cage because that's their little workshop and, you know, members of the media. And then you're trying to curry favor where you can get somebody maybe, hey, can I get an interview with you? But you needed to have that opening line. And I'm the worst.
Not worse than what I do. That's not exactly a thought-provoking question. Ready for the season, Cal?
Well, I wouldn't expect anything deep out of you. And why were you on the field in the first place?
I got a credential because I was working at the sports radio station. They sent me to cover the team, and I couldn't believe that I could just walk on the field like that. I felt the need to shout something out.
Wait. Did you just hold a microphone? Is that how you covered?
I didn't even have a microphone. I was standing next to all the people covering the Dodgers, and we're like down the third base line.
Well, how are you covering them if you're not...
Because I was one of the producers for the new L.A. radio station.
But
there.
You weren't covering them.
I wasn't a Dodger beat writer, but I was covering L.A. sports, and I was given a Dodger connection.
But you weren't doing anything at the game, were you?
No.
Okay,
I was
so
enjoying
you're not
my
covering
credential
them.
And like, oh my God, I'm on the field at Chavez Ravine. I grew up 3,000 miles from here, and I'm at Dodger Stadium.
Well, maybe Cal Daniels looked at you and said, who is this poser here? There's no pen, no paper, no microphone,
why
no nothing.
Why is he
nothing?
Wearing cowboy boots and a cowboy hat?
That was odd that I would be dressed like that.
Yeah, Paulie.
And Todd, with no notepads and no recorder, how do you know you quoted Cal Daniels correctly when he said, nope?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Hurt my feelings.
Best locker room story ever is when those guys made you talk to Randy Johnson. I'm never going to a baseball locker room because I never want that to happen to me.
That was Mark Grace and Luis Gonzalez. Randy Johnson, you did not approach on game day. Really any day, but you did not approach Randy Johnson on game day. And I'm there when Grace is with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I go to his locker. I say hello to him. It's at Wrigley Field. And he's there with Luis Gonzalez. And they're, you know, we're just talking, BSing. And he goes, and then Randy Johnson came in and he was at the other end of the locker room. And Grace goes, hey, go say hello to Unit. And I said, oh, okay. You know, I saw, yeah, I'll finish up. I said, he's pitching today, right? Yeah. Go say hello to him. So I get done talking to Grace and Gonzalez and I walk down and I said, hey, Unit. And he just looked at me as if I was batting third for the Cubs that day. He wanted to drill me. I said, hey, how you doing, Unit? He's like, and I don't even know if he said good or. And then he walked away. And I turned around and Grace and Luis Gonzalez are just laughing. They think it's the funniest thing in the world that I went down there and said hello to Randy Johnson. Yeah, Todd?
What's worse, to get glared at like that? Or remember when Randy Johnson first, it didn't start out well when he became a Yankee and he was yelling at people in the street? He's like, no. Get away from me.
No. There's certain players who should, they're meant for certain cities and certain players who are not. Remember Ed Whitson when he was with the Yankees? That didn't go well. Randy Johnson. Like Tim Duncan fit San Antonio and vice versa. I don't know how Tim Duncan would have been if he was playing in New York. Like that personality, like you have to have a city that fits you, and not all cities, you know, fit these players. But Tim Duncan is just perfect for San Antonio. It felt like, because he didn't need anything. He didn't want publicity. John Stockton was perfect for Salt Lake City. Karl Malone could have thrived elsewhere because I think he liked that publicity. He liked the notoriety. John Stockton did not want to talk about himself ever. And Duncan is the same way. Barry Sanders, you could have put him, any place. And like he didn't want to talk, but it felt like Stillwater, Oklahoma, for his college career was perfect. Yeah, Paul.
Remember when Dwight Howard went from Orlando to LA? I was like, I thought it was going to be perfect. He was such an entertaining, showy guy, great interview. I was like, oh, he's perfect for Los Angeles. I know it's more on the court stuff, but I thought he was destined to be a great LA athlete because he played so well with the media.
Well, I was told that he, in his mind, had outgrown Orlando. He wanted to follow in Shaq's footsteps. You know, he wanted to be the next Superman. And he was only there. He was one and done in LA, right? And just, I think the situation there, I think Kobe trying to push him, you know, just didn't work out for a variety of reasons. But, you know, Shaq came in and embraced L.A. and vice versa. His personality was so big that L.A. was perfect for him. And I think Dwight Howard was trying to follow in Shaq's footsteps. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff, good morning. What do you have for me?
What up, though? One time for Chat Row. Hey, Dan, listen, you had a wonderful question, and I was trying to figure out if Dan was in charge of the Traeger Meat Smokers product placement and he had a draft, who would be his quarterback, running back, and wide receiver? You can pick from any era, but they have to play together. Who are you picking?
So I can pick my quarterback, my running back, and my wide receiver from any era?
from any era. Oh, who boy. Are you starting your team with?
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Let me think about that. Yeah, I'd have to think about that one, because do I take Brady because of his success, or do I take somebody who is, you know, I don't get Belichick to go along with Brady, and then are we playing today's NFL? No, I don't know. That feels like I'm going down a road and I'm going to go, on second thought I'll take. Yeah, McLovin.
I think Jeff was getting at something. He said they have to play together, implying the chemistry of the three is important. I don't know.
No, I thought he was saying that they're on the same team.
Yeah, like, so wouldn't you want to pair a Montana and a Rice because we know they work together well or something? Maybe that's part of the thinking. I don't know.
But then I can take another running back. I don't have to take Roger Craig.
Right. You could put Barry Sanders, which is why he asked the question, Mr. Detroit, I'm sure.
I would probably go Aikman, Irvin, and Emmett because they played together. I already have that advantage. Unless you're going to go Bradshaw, Swan, Franco, Harris would be a possibility. But if I've already got my guys who have played together, and they're all Hall of Famers, so I'd feel pretty good going into battle with those guys. I'm trying to think of what's the best trio in NFL history? Yes, Todd.
I was disappointed because you always rave about Elway being your favorite quarterback of all time. But you know, if you weren't looking at three that were on the same team, if you could just independently pick who you thought was the best quarterback, running back, and wide receiver, which is what I thought he was getting at, that you would go with Elway as your
favorite. Why? I've heard from you twice today.
Both Bronco Williams.
About Drew Locke and John Elway. As a former girlfriend of mine once said, free your mind, the rest will follow. Okay? As Paulie says, we're too far down the road on that one. Free your mind, the rest will follow. Jamie in North Carolina will join us. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Dan. 6'4", 215, going back to work today, and I'm glad I get to talk to you. But I have a funny story. I hope I don't screw it up quickly. Randy Johnson was poolside when I was a little kid, and I went to try and get his autograph. And he looked up at me, and I'm not sure if what his next action was going to be, but he was so intimidating that I just took off and couldn't get his autograph. And I just, like, told my dad. My dad saw him later that night, said he was really friendly. But he just looked so great, and he was sitting poolside. I just thought it was a funny story.
All right. Well, thank you, Jamie, and good luck going back to work. Yeah, Unit is, because he's so tall, and I've had two run-ins with him. Now, I have a great relationship with him now, but I remember when he was in Seattle and the entire starting lineup surrounded me at the batting cage and wanted to know why I didn't talk about Edgar Martinez more. Now, I had him all there. And Unit was, you know, he's staring down at me. Like, why don't we give Edgar Martinez more love on SportsCenter? And I said, you know, I don't run the network. You never, you know, you don't show his highlights. And I was thinking, nobody wants to see an Edgar Martinez base knock the other way. And he doesn't play the field. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, you'll remember this. Randy Johnson, I think, with the Diamondbacks, had a perfect game, maybe 04, 05.
Yeah.
And Fritzy called to get Randy Johnson on the show. Perfect game. Of course you want Randy Johnson on the show. Randy Johnson told the PR person, I'll only come on if they let my catcher, I think his name was Robbie Hammack.
You're right.
He has to be involved in the interview too. If you interview both of us, I'll come on your show. And that was the first time he ever did an interview with you on the radio show.
Yeah.
But he had to have his catcher. He said, we did it together. It wasn't just me. And that's the only way we got Randy Johnson. But I thought that was very telling about him.
Yes, for two.
I'm sure he's very different on game day in the locker room, and you were set up to fail when they told you they played a joke on you, go talk to him, he likes to chat. But we had him once a long time ago on a show on Up Close, and it was during All-Star time, and he couldn't have been nicer. He was just a lovely man and just very respectful and sweet, and he didn't, as intimidating as he looks as this big, tall presence, he couldn't have been kinder and appreciative of being on. So I thought that was very cool, very different than what he would look like if you just met him.
Thank you, Todd.
Well,
was there a story there?
No, I was just sharing experience with Randy. He's got a bad rap, I think, over the years as being this scary, intimidating person. Just because he's like that on the mound doesn't mean that's the person is. So I just thought that would be an interesting little footnote to share. But obviously, I missed the mark there somewhere.
Well, you know, all right, he's sweet.
He was shockingly nice. I thought he'd have an attitude of like, you know, like he was doing us a big favor. That he was showing up, or he'd give you this glare, or he wasn't like Dave Stewart staring down the catcher's mitt.
Obviously, I missed the mark somewhere. That's such a great line.
That wasn't Broncos related either, although he did pitch for the Astros briefly, but that's besides.
We'll take a break here. More phone calls coming up.
You're the best, man.
Dave Stewart will reel him back in, that reference.
Yeah.
You remember Dave?
Yeah, I do.
That glare.
I do.
That stare down, yeah.
All right.
Well, got to be about 45, 50 years old to get the Dave Stewart.
Most of your references, you have to be at least 45 years of age.
I really need to get with the times and the audience and what their ages are. What is that called again? That trying to hit a demographic. That's the word I was looking for. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Todd. Warren Moon will join us coming up. It's 19 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Just in time for Father's Day, we got you covered. Bunch of new gear available just in time for Father's Day at danpatrick.com. New shirts, caps, mugs, the Get Off My Lawn t-shirt. That's at danpatrick.com. Warren Moon threw as pretty a deep ball as anybody I've ever seen. Jeff George was another one who threw a great deep ball. Warren's were usually caught, though, as opposed to Jeff George's. And the Hall of Famer joining us on the program. Good morning, Warren. How are you?
That's not fair, Dan. Jeff George did have a talented arm, though, man. He could throw it from every angle, from every platform. I love watching him throw the football.
Most physically talented quarterback you've ever seen?
Wow. You got to go by eras. Like, John Elway was pretty physically talented during the time that I played. You look now at Patrick Mahomes. I mean, as physically talented as he is, also Aaron Rodgers. There's been a lot of them. So, I don't know. It's hard to say one. But those guys that I just named are pretty much in that same class where they can throw the ball from any angle, any platform. Feet don't have to be together. One of them threw the ball with his left hand in a game and then completed one. So, that tells you how talented those guys are.
How helpless is that feeling when you're on the sidelines and you're watching a quarterback lead that 2-minute drill and there's nothing you can do?
Believe me, I've been there because I remember in Denver, you know, we gave the ball back to John Elway with a minute 48 left on his own 5-yard line. And I'm sitting on the sidelines hoping our defense can get him stopped so we can win this playoff game. And he takes him down. Converts 2 fourth down situations and ends up going down and getting the final score to beat us. So there was nothing I could do over on that sideline, as you said, because my job, if anything, I could have got one more first down and hopefully ran the clock out, but that didn't happen. So there's nothing you can do if you don't play defense.
When you came out of Washington and you had an unbelievable Rose Bowl performance, but why were you told you weren't drafted?
You know, a lot of different reasons. It had nothing to do with the real reason, I think. You know, they said I didn't come out of a pro-style offense. They said that a lot of teams who never even came out to look at me thought I wasn't tall enough. I wasn't big enough. You know, I'm the same height as I am right now. I was probably 205 pounds at the time, which I think was pretty big enough to play quarterback. And just a lot of different reasons it didn't make a whole lot of sense. But the biggest thing, I think, was they said that I didn't come out of a pro-style offense. And we didn't run a pro-style offense, but that didn't mean that I couldn't navigate into a pro-style offense if that's what I was asked to do. I ran the offenses that I was asked to run, and that's what good quarterbacks can do. They can make adjustments to different types of styles if they have the ability that they need to play the position.
And playing the position for as long as you did, there were code words that you would hear. That would mean something. It would mean more to you than it would me.
Right.
Because they're saying, well, you didn't run a pro-style offense. Not that you couldn't adapt to run a pro-style offense, but all of a sudden we've labeled you. No, Cam Newton didn't run a pro-style offense.
No. But lots of guys didn't run pro-style offenses. But there's guys that ran option offenses in college, but they still went into the – still got a chance to play in the NFL and at least show what they could do. So – I wasn't taking that. And even Doug Williams, who ran a pro-style offense at Grambling the year that I came out, he was a first-round draft pick, but he went to Tampa Bay, which was John McKay at the time. And John McKay had African-American quarterbacks a bunch at USC. So he was used to having an African-American quarterback. But if Doug wouldn't have went at 13, which was 13th pick, he should have went before that, but he went to 13. If he doesn't go to Tampa Bay at 13, he might not have went in the first round either. So that's just the time that we lived in. There was a mentality and a stigma about African-American quarterbacks. And I knew it was going to be difficult for me to play that position when I chose to do it. So it didn't surprise me when things got a little more difficult as I got into college.
You hear this conversation now where people are saying, hey, maybe it's time to give Colin Kaepernick a chance. I just wonder, is it a legitimate chance for – he's going to want to start. I think everything he's gone through, you don't want to go back into the NFL and say, okay, hey, we gave you your job. Now go away. You should be happy. He's a competitor like anybody is. He wants to start. But do you think Kaepernick – why now is somebody going to give him a chance when he hasn't played in 4 years – that now we give him a chance, and how do you think he would accept that opportunity?
Yeah, I think the only way he should be given a chance is if he can go through a workout for a team and pass their workout, because he, like you said, he hasn't played in 3 or 4 years. A lot has changed in the game, the way the game is being played right now. And you want to find out from him, you want to sit down with him and find out where his mindset is, because as a quarterback in the NFL, you have to be kind of all in. Especially if you're trying to get a job and trying to recreate yourself in the league. It's not like he's an established guy and he can maybe start doing some things off the field. He's trying to get back into it. So he's got to really be focused and all in on this, because more so than any other position in sports, quarterback, you better be all in or it's not going to work well for you. So that would be my biggest question to him. Does he really want to play football? And then can he pass the workout of what a team would put him through? And then is he going to be focused enough to get up to speed to learn a team system? Because Cam Newton is sitting out there right now, and he's not a starter. Jameis Winston is a backup somewhere. This guy hasn't played in 4 years, so if he expects to come in and be a starter, that's not going to happen. He's going to have to work his way back in like some of the other guys who have been playing each and every week.
I was reading a column by Charles Robinson on Yahoo saying Roger Goodell has a small window to save his legacy and have a team sign Colin Kaepernick. How does the commissioner convince a team to sign Colin Kaepernick? I don't understand this.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen either. He has a lot of power, but I don't think he has that type of power because, again, he works for the owners. And the owners kind of make the decisions on how they want to do things. And there's got to be an owner out there that's willing to take that opportunity to sign him. I know the Seahawks had him in here a number of years ago and sat him down, and I think they got a chance to learn who he was. They got a chance to see him physically. And they put him, you know, that was kind of part of their scouting process, that if we needed a quarterback, we knew this is a guy that maybe we could go to. So they know who he is. They've sat down with him. And I think this would be a good fit for him if, again, he answers those other questions we talked about, whether he can pass the workout and whether he's really totally into playing football, because Pete Carroll is open-minded, a coach that there is in the league. And the same thing with the ownership up here. So I think it could work up here, but again, those other questions have to be answered.
He's Warren Moon, the CFL and NFL Hall of Famer. You're the only player in both CFL and NFL Hall of Fame. Is that right?
I am, and only one other coach, I think, Bud Grant. Bud Grant is a coach in the Hall of Fame in Canada and also in the NFL, too. So,
what did you get for going? You get a jacket for going into the CFL Hall of Fame?
I do. I got a jacket and a bust. Kind of the same thing. You get a ring.
Nice. Yeah. A better looking jacket, Canton or the Hamilton Hall of Fame?
The jacket might look better in Canada because it's black.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to wear your Pro Football Hall of Fame jacket.
Yeah, the gold jacket is cool. You love that you have one in your closet, but it's not something you're gonna wear as swag every weekend, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to have an outfit that goes along with that gold jacket there.
Exactly.
And then what's your number inside on your Pro Football Hall of Fame jacket?
I think I'm 283.
283? Yeah, that was when Tony Dungy showed me that. That was really cool. When you see that number in there, that inside patch, it's pretty cool.
You are you know exactly where you stand in the history of the game.
Your salary first year in the CFL was what? 1978?
I got $35,000 to sign, and my first year's salary was $45,000.
Wow.
And that was considered like a equivalent to a second round contract in the NFL.
Well, you had to, that money would go a long way in Edmonton.
it did pretty well, but I was living in Seattle at the time. But when I first came to the NFL, and I was like a true free agent and highest paid player in the league when I came into the league, I signed for 5 years for $5.5 million.
Wow.
But they've changed a little since then.
But didn't you have a contract that you were always going to be one of the – I forget what it was, but didn't you get raises depending on other quarterbacks getting raises? Did your agent negotiate that where you were always going to be in the top five in salary?
Yeah, my second contract was like that. Yeah, it was called adjustable years. So
nice.
Nobody could ever be paid more than myself. So, and I imagine something like that would happen to today. You look at like a Dak Prescott who's worried about, you know, his contract or Patrick Mahomes, who probably is going to be one of the top quarterbacks from here going forward. You would think they'd want to have something like that in their deal if it's allowed. Some of those things aren't allowed anymore, but if that was allowed.
Do you know if this is true that the story is LeBron James met his agent Rich Paul because Rich was wearing a Warren Moon jersey? And Rich was walking through an airport. LeBron stopped him and asked him where he got the jersey. Did you ever hear that?
I heard that story. Yeah, I heard that story. And the next time I ever see LeBron, I'm going to mention that to him, see if it's really true.
Why'd you pick one?
You know, it was a number to me that was different. It was, in my mind, the number one is something I always strive for, to be the best. And then I also felt like as my teammates looked at me as the leader on a team, that number one is going to always remind them is that's what we want to be as a team as well. So it has significance as far as where I wanted to finish personally and where our team should want to finish as a team.
Were you there when Mike Renfro, the game against the Steelers?
When he was not there yet. No, that was a couple of years before I got there.
Yeah, because Houston had some tough losses. And, you know, that Renfro catch, they said, wasn't a catch.
That was against Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that game up in Canada. I think I was up there at the time. Because Earl Campbell and I came out the same year, and he went to Houston as their number one overall pick. But I went to Canada, so I watched a lot of Houston Oilers games on television.
Man, Earl was something different, though. But that style, though, I mean, we see Derrick Henry now, but Earl took on everybody.
Yeah, and everybody in the stadium knew he was getting the ball pretty much every play, and he still couldn't be stopped. And when I got to Houston, it was about his sixth year. He was a little bit banged up by then, and he ended up getting traded the next year to New Orleans with Bum Phillips because he went to New Orleans. But I saw glimpses of who Earl still was during that 1 year that I played with him, 1.5 years, excuse me.
And it's still one of those highlights. Doesn't he hit Isaiah Robertson of the Rams right in the sternum?
Runs right through him and almost steps on him and goes on into the end zone. Ends up with no pads on at the same time.
He had that tearaway jersey.
More jerseys ripped off of him by any other player in the league.
It's good to talk to you, Warren. I hope you're doing well. We appreciate your perspective on all of this, and thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great, and I'm glad you're doing as well, and look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thank you, Warren. That's Warren Moon. 5 Grey Cups for him, and pro football and the Canadian Football League Hall of Fame there. Got a bust. You got a jacket. Nice. Yeah, he threw a great deep ball. Beautiful deep ball. And I love the Oilers. Ernest Givens. Yeah, Paul.
He joined the Oilers in 84, and he was like this mystery out of Canada where, I mean, you got a guy like you knew him because of what he did in college. But younger people, you didn't see CFL highlights. You didn't see anything. So he was just this legendary CFL athlete and great college quarterback who was about to join the Oilers. And I remember it was a really big deal when he joined the NFL.
And then because we assumed if you went to the Canadian Football League that you couldn't throw the ball, that you were more of a running quarterback, athletic quarterback. And Doug Flutie had to go up there, which he shouldn't have, but he did. And you know, Joe Theismann went up there, and Joe played at Notre Dame. I don't think Joe might have gotten drafted by the Dolphins, like really, really late. But you watched Warren Moon throw a football, and he went, that's not the reason why he hadn't been in the NFL, because he could throw a great deep ball. Tony Dungy would tell that story about he had a wide receiver. I forget what it is. McNovin, do you remember the wide receiver that Tony talked about?
Jacob Reed of the Vikings.
So Jacob Reed would drop the ball all the time.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Warren Moon comes in. Jake Reed has this unbelievable season because Warren Moon put it exactly where he needed to put it.
In between the numbers.
Yes.
What Dungy said.
Yeah, Tony said, I mean, Warren threw the ball, beautiful ball there. And Jake Reed. All right, we'll take a break here. Michael Wilbon joins us coming up a little bit later on. Baseball still in the on-deck circle. Maybe we get some movement here. And I hate to build up anybody's hopes with this. I hate to tear them down too, but I'm just trying to be realistic with what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, what I'm reading. And I don't know any more than probably what you do. But you want to apply logic to this that you assume the owners would want to come back and the players would want to come back and that you could meet somewhere in the middle and we could have a 75-game schedule season and you could get pay commensurate to how many games you're going to play. It just doesn't feel like everybody has the same goal here. I saw Wilbon and Kornheiser go off on this yesterday on Pardon the Interruption. And that made me say to Todd, we should have Wilbon on. I'd love to get him riled up, too. And we do have the schedule for the NBA with the regular season and then the postseason here. And, you know, it's a pretty tight window. And if you're the NBA, you're going to be going up against the NFL first couple of weeks in when you're going to have your late playoff games and the NBA finals. Got to stay away from Sunday night, Monday, Thursday, and try to sprinkle your product in accordingly. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Saw this article on CBSSports.com, jumping on my bandwagon, Brad Botkin, saying the Rockets could make a Cinderella run. Yeah, if I was going to put money, which I don't, but if I was, I'd put some money on the Rockets to maybe surprise people as one of those longer shots to win the championship. Now, they were only together for 14 games with their current lineup, and they didn't play well towards the end of the regular season when the lockout happened. But, you know, the NBA playoffs are really predictable for the most part because of the 7-game series, the East-West format. But, you know, this is different. This is something different. No home court advantage, no fans. And teams go in there based on what kind of condition they're going to be in and what kind of rhythm they can find in a short period of time. I get nervous with the Rockets because I just don't know if Harden is going to give it or take it away. Russell Westbrook. When Westbrook shoots over 40, 42, 45%, that's they win. He's a dangerous player when he's able to shoot well. Now, he's not a good shooter. He's a scorer. Harden shoots so much. He's a scorer as well, and he should be a better shooter than what he is. But the last two NBA postseasons that played under unique circumstances were lockout-shortened seasons, 1999 and Michael Jordan in 1995 when Jordan wasn't there. Those two factors made those two seasons feel a little bit more up for grabs, according to CBSSports.com. 1999, the Knicks were an eighth seed. They made it to the finals. That's the only time that ever happened. They lost to the Spurs. 1995, the Rockets won the title as a number six seed. The only time that that's ever happened. I don't know. Rockets, to me, are always interesting. But they could be really good and really bad. And that could be in the same game, same series, same playoffs. Yeah, Paul.
You said a couple of weeks ago that if they had shortened series, it would be good for the Rockets because, again, they're a shooting team. If they get a couple hot games, that could take away everything.
Yeah. And that's what I don't know. I love, you know, it's small ball. Remember when the Warriors had their death lineup or lineup? Is that what it was called, McLeod?
Yeah, the death lineup.
Death lineup. You know, and the Rockets are going to have a starting lineup. Maybe the tallest player is, what, 6'6"? That's it. This is one of those you better adjust to us. You know, we're going to have to adjust to you a little bit, but you have to adjust to us. Yeah, McLeod.
I think it's underrated how close the Rockets came to winning it all. I mean, they had the Warriors on the
ropes. Yes, they did.
I think they have the championship kind of DNA, but they haven't. They just ran into the Warriors.
Well, Oklahoma City had Golden State on the ropes as well.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to be a great teams close you out. But the Rockets, to me, are interesting. I'm always fascinated in watching them. I just don't know if they can be consistent enough to win. Yes, McClellan.
So I've been thinking, Mannix picked the Sixers in the East.
Yeah.
And a lot of my Philly friends have been like, they can't play away from their home stadium, so this could be a problem.
I never understood that.
Yeah, I don't either.
If you're a pro, you should be able to play wherever you go. I mean, the basket, the court, the dimensions are all the same.
But weren't the great Celtics and Lakers teams dominant at home as well?
Yeah.
But they could travel. The Sixers can't shoot. That's why they can't travel. They can't hit a shot.
And I know that Mannix, who covers the NBA for Sports Illustrated, he likes the Sixers because they're a defensive-minded team. Well, you still have to be able to score. And that's still a concern that I have. Are they consistent enough to be able to put up enough points? Everybody's putting up at least 100 points now. This isn't, you know, the Greco-Roman wrestling basketball where, you know, in the 90s with the Knicks where, you know, you get to 80 and you, your first team to 80 would win. Everybody's putting up 100, 105. Now, in the playoffs, will those numbers come down? Yeah. There'd be more of a half-court offense and defense. But, I mean, you could look at the Sixers the way you do the Rockets. They're kind of unique in their style, but I don't know. I just have my doubts about the chemistry of that team. It just feels like it's not as smooth as you would want with the two star players there. Yeah, Paul.
Here's some saucy 3-point stats. The Sixers are the 14th best 3-point shooting team in the NBA. They shoot 36.2%. The Houston Rockets are the 23rd best shooting team in the NBA. They shoot only 34.5%. Now, they lead in volume. You know who the worst percentage 3-point shooting team in the NBA is? Take a guess. There's irony around it.
I would have thought it was the Rockets.
The worst percentage is the Golden State Warriors. They are the worst 3-point shooting team, tied with Atlanta. The best is the Miami Heat.
Yeah, but that's this year.
Just this year.
And Golden State doesn't have Klay Thompson, right, and they didn't have Steph Curry.
How fascinating how different it went.
Yeah, McLovin.
I was going to say Dallas, because early on in the season, didn't Luka Doncic throw up like 20 3-pointers a game? It's volume, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Dallas is the 8th best 3-point shooting team in this league.
I mean, Houston, if they're the highest volume, that gives them a chance in this too. You can just bomb threes all
Well, I mean, they do it, but you have to make them. It's one thing that you take them. If you're taking 44 a game, you got to help me out and make maybe 18? 15? That would be nice. Jesse in Los Angeles. Hey, Jesse, what do you have for me today?
Hey, funny you guys just mentioned that, but I was actually at that game 7 when they missed 23 straight threes, and that was the worst $1,400 I ever spent. I got really banged up the second half when it started to collapse. On the NBA, though, I'm still a bit confused because Sports Illustrated Instagram post came out saying there's a play-in tournament for 2 days, and I thought it was 8 games, and that leads me to my question. The whole point of this is, so I was up in my hometown of Sacramento, California this past weekend, and I was eating at a barbecue place with some of my townie friends, and of course, Kings basketball comes up, and I'm wondering, is it time for us to dust off the cowbell? Like, are the Kings back in the playoffs or not? Thanks for your help.
I don't think they're back in the playoffs. I think they're playing to get back into the playoffs. And yeah, more cowbell.
Forget he's rolling.
Can't go wrong with that. More cowbell. Also, Paulie came up with a plan for the teams that didn't make it into the pool to play in to get into the playoffs. And he came up with the title of the league, a tournament. It's called the You Suck Invitational. we'll talk about that. And the winner gets the number one overall pick. One more item in the second hour. It's LegalZoom. Always remember, when you need to make it legal, make it LegalZoom.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.